This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 o'clock at WCHL. 68 degrees in Chapel Hill and awfully wet out there. We've had a lot of rain over the weekend and expecting more rain today. 70% chance of it. A chance of showers and maybe even an isolated thunderstorm this morning. And then a bigger chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high today in the upper 70s. Again, 70% chance of rain. That will extend all the way through tonight, by the way. Overnight low is 65. Tomorrow, just a 30% chance of rain, mostly cloudy, slight chance of showers, and high tomorrow in the low 80s, a little warmer tomorrow as well. Week 4, the NAACP protests continue this evening in Raleigh outside the General Assembly. So far, 96 people have been arrested during what State Chapter President William Barber has declared a wave of civil disobedience against what they call a regressive state agenda. An increasing number of Chapel Hillians have joined the movement, some getting arrested. Local people from the congregations of the Community Church of Chapel Hill, Unitarian Universalist, the United Church of Chapel Hill, and Binkley Baptist Church took part in last Monday's Moral Monday protest. 49 people got arrested during that rally and faced charges of violating building rules, failure to disperse, and trespassing. General Assembly Police Chief Jeff Weaver says those who have been arrested during previous rallies are warned before entering the building that they would be arrested again for trespassing. Protesters are set to gather outside the North Carolina State Legislative Building at 5:30 this afternoon. Orange County Manager Frank Clifton released his budget proposal last week, and it leaves the Chapel Hill Carborough City School District short of what it asked for by about $4.5 million. Board of Education members say that's too steep, and they need this money. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
But for a single year, this certainly feels like a pretty drastic amount.
That's Chapel Hill Carborough Board of Education member James Barrett, though he says last year the county commissioners funded most of the Board of Education's request. Barrett says the per pupil funding amount is less than it was in 2009.
The big item is Northside. The operating costs of Northside are not provided by the state. Things that we have allocated per school, items like the school social worker, the school nurse, an assistant principal. When we open a new school, we do have those additional costs. And those add up to almost $2 million, obviously the biggest chunk of the additional funding that we were looking for.
He says he was not pleased that Clifton's proposed budget did not include a tax increase to help fund the amounting cost that the district is facing. Barrett says the additional funds could come from one or a combination of two tax increases. The first is a special district tax that would only tax those within the Chapel Hill Carborough City School borders. There's also the countywide property tax, which revenues from that would be spread between Orange County School District and the Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools. He says if the special district tax is raised, it will equate to about a 5.5 cent increase. The county hasn't seen a property tax increase in 4 years, according to Barrett. If the commissioners don't allow the extra funding, Barrett says the Board of Education will have to find some way to cut from the overall budget to allow for the operation of Northside. Both school districts have available fund balances they could use to fund their budget needs. According to Clifton's budget proposal, the estimated existing fund balance for the Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools is about $6 million. The estimated excess above the established minimum is about $2.6 million, according to Clifton's budget proposal. Barrett says the county commissioners will receive the budget this Tuesday, and then the commissioners will take public comment later this month.
I have confidence that our commissioners are people that do listen to their constituents, and you know, we share a lot of the same voters, and I think that they should listen to them.
The first public comment on the budget is May 23rd at the Orange County Department of Social Services in Hillsborough, and the second is May 30th at the Southern Human Services Center in Chapel Hill.
I think we still need to plead the case with the commissioners that there is a need for a tax increase to support those additional expenses. It's incumbent upon anybody who wants to advocate for that additional funding to make sure the commissioners are aware of it.
For more information on Clifton's budget proposal for Orange County, visit our website, chapelborough.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The newly released budget proposal for the town of Chapel Hill is calling for an additional $100,000 to keep the Chapel Hill Public Library open an extra 4 hours per week. Now, this brings the total number of library hours up to 58. but it's still short of the 68 hours per week prior to its expansion. Karen Curtin, director of the Friends of the Chapel Hill Public Library, calls this additional funding only a partial solution.
We have a much bigger library now, and we're asking people to perform jobs across a much broader area, but we're really not putting that many more people in to do it.
Curtin says the staff is overwhelmed right now. She says the model of a 68-hour week worked well, and the town ought to fund the library so they can operate with a full staff.
Just putting another $100,000 in the budget and opening another 4 hours is not going to alleviate what they're going through right now.
She says the usage of the library is up tremendously from last year. Curtin says the smaller staff is dealing with shelving issues instead of reference questions.
We don't have a fully functional library, and what we're talking about in terms of an addition to funding is not sufficient to get us there. What we're talking about isn't a feasible proposal.
The budget for this year contained funding to hire new staff so that the expanded library could operate for the full 68-hour weekly schedule. However, those new positions were not hired due to uncertainty by the town. It was feared it wasn't affordable to maintain those positions in the 2014 fiscal year budget. The Chapel Hill Town Council is hosting a public hearing of the budget tonight at 7 o'clock in council chambers at Town Hall. Chapel Hill residents have a chance to weigh in on next year's budget proposal at that get-together tonight. Town Manager Roger Stansel overall is calling for a property tax rate increase for the first time in 4 years. And although the money will go to support popular programs like the public library and Chapel Hill Transit, Stansel says he expects residents won't be happy about it.
I don't think people will like tax increases. I think that will be reflected in the reaction to it. But we've been throughout the whole recession without a tax increase, and we just can't keep doing that.
The budget includes a 1 cent increase for the general fund and a 1 cent increase in the transit fund. Chapel Hill Transit is facing an $872,000 shortfall due in part to state and federal funding cuts. The closure of the Orange County landfill is another issue that's slated to cost the town $355,000 next year as the town shifts garbage truck routes to a waste transfer station in Durham. The expanded library has operated on a reduced schedule since reopening last month. We talked about that. The budget also includes increases to on- and off-street parking rates and a $9 hike in stormwater fees. The council is hosting a public hearing in the budget tonight, 7 o'clock, council chambers at Town Hall. The search is on for Carborough's next police chief. Town Manager David Andrews says they've had 101 applicants so far. After he only expected about 60 applicants, now they've narrowed those applicants down to just 7.
We're trying to be as objective as we can and find the most qualified candidates and also ones that will really be a great fit for the Carborough community and share the same values as Carborough does.
Andrews has been working with developmental associates to assist with the recruitment. The interview process for the top 15 included a phone interview, responses to written survey questions, and emotional intelligence testing. Based on these evaluations, 7 candidates were invited to Carborough to participate in an assessment evaluation by a panel of local citizens and police chiefs on May 30th and 31st.
We need someone that's going to value diversity, social justice, be sensitive to community issues, and also here in a university town. It's a little bit different. It's not any town USA. It's very unique and special here in Carborough.
Outgoing Carborough Police Chief Carolyn Hutchison is stepping down in October after 29 years with the department. The final decision of the new chief will be up to Andrews. WCHL News Time, 7:16, 16 minutes after 7 o'clock. Time now for Traffic and Weather Together on WCHL. And this traffic report is brought to you this morning by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off 540 at the 751 exit. Now it's time to check traffic, and here we go with Rachel Nash.
Good morning. Everything looking good out there in the Durham Freeway 40, 15501 and 54. No accidents reported yet this morning, but if you do see something, you can be a WCHL road warrior and tweet us at WCHL Or you can call me and Rand back in the newsroom at 919-967-8363.
Yeah, call both of them.
Why don't you? We'll get it out there.
You never know who's going to answer the phone. It's like Russian roulette, I guess. Hey, listen, thanks a bunch.
Thanks.
We'll talk to you in a little while. And time for your WCHL Chapel Hill cover of weather, brought to you this morning by Chapel Hill Tire Car Care Center. From major repairs to simple oil changes for imports, domestics, and hybrids, with four convenient locations in Chapel Hill, Carborough, and Durham, ChapelHillTire.com. It is 68 degrees in Chapel Hill. Chance of showers with isolated thunderstorms this morning. We've had quite a lot of rain over the weekend. Everything is moist out there. Showers and thunderstorms likely in the afternoon as well. High today in the upper 70s. Chance of rain 70% altogether today and tonight. Our low tonight about 65. Tomorrow we're looking at mostly cloudy skies, but not as big a chance of rain. 30%. And the high tomorrow in the low 80s. So a little warmer. Tomorrow night mostly cloudy with a low of 65 again. And still 30% chance of rain. Same goes for Wednesday, but still a little warmer with a high in the middle 80s. And Wednesday night, still 30% chance of rain with a low in the middle 60s. And then on Thursday, we're talking about a high in the low 80s and a 50-50 chance of rain. So this opportunity for rain is not going away anytime soon.
Our name is WCHL. Our dial position is 97.9 FM. Our website is chapelboro.com, where you can listen from anywhere in the world. With instantly live streaming, you can always start your day with Ron Stutz on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Congratulations to Michael Harris of Phillips Middle School. He was named the District Teacher of the Year, the annual recognition reception on Friday for the Chapel Hill Carborough City School System. Harris is a social studies teacher with 14 years of experience. Has a bachelor's degree in biomechanics from the University of California at Davis and a teaching certificate from Chapman University in Orange, California. Harris received a $1,000 check from Harrington Bank, as well as gifts from area businesses. Sherry Norris of Sewell Elementary and Suzanne Stokes of Frank Porter Graham Elementary were also named as honored teachers. Other teachers of the year were recognized, including Emily Mormon, Carborough Elementary, Megan Vesser, Ephesus Elementary, Chris Swanson, Estes Hills Elementary, Candace White, Glenwood Elementary, Pam McAllister, McDougall Elementary, Becky Springer of Morris Grove Elementary, Nikki Cash or Needy Cash from Raskus Elementary, Hannah Stang from Scroggs Elementary, Mimi Collins from Colbreth Middle School, Nicole Stewart of McDougall Middle School, Mackenzie Casey of Smith Middle School, Mark Kadlicek of Carborough High School, and Stephen Blackwell of Chapel Hill High School, and Michelle Michaels of East Chapel Hill High School, all Teachers of the Year in the city school district. Chapel Hill's Kevin Bowerman and Raymond Gao, at just 14 years old, are going to Hollywood. The partners won the 2013 National School Scrabble Championship earlier in May, and one of their rewards is getting to be on Jimmy Kimmel Live this Friday night. Here's Bowerman.
I'm pretty excited to be on the show. I think it's a pretty big accomplishment, not only to win, but also to appear on national TV. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
The two won seven games in the Scrabble tournament and then the championship game, and now they will face Jimmy Kimmel himself on his television show. Bowerman says he's not nervous. He's more excited for the whole experience. The other scheduled guests are Mark Ruffalo from the movies, The Incredible Hulk and The Avengers, and musical guest that night will be Reggie Watts. Bowerman says one of his favorite aspects of going on the show is hearing what his friends think about it.
Well, I've had a lot of people like come up to me and ask me to like give them a shout out on the show.
Bowerman and Gao just completed the eighth grade. Bowerman will attend Chapel Hill High, and Gao is headed to East Chapel Hill High. The partners will make their television debut on Friday night, 11:35 p.m. Eastern on ABC. That is on Jimmy Kimmel Live. And now, news around town this morning. OurLocalDeal.com, the partnership between the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce and 97.9 FM, WCHL, is celebrating its second anniversary. OurLocalDeal.com has generated $500,000 in revenue for local merchants. It's a local daily deal source and has sold 43,567 vouchers for more than 320 local businesses since it debuted in 2011. Like Groupon or Living Social, local businesses offer community members a product or service at 50% off or more through OurLocalDeal.com. The consumer prints a voucher or displays it on a smartphone and redeems it as soon as the next day. The consumer can also share the deal with friends and colleagues, receiving the product or service for free if four of their friends also purchase the deal. If you want more details, simply go to OurLocalDeal.com. Again, brought to you by the Chapel Hill Cover of Chamber of Commerce and 97.9 FM, WCHL. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. Good morning, I'm Rod Stutz. Tar Heel baseball team looks to bounce back tonight. Florida State is in town to play at Bashimer Stadium. It's a non-conference contest set for 6 p.m. Carolina's coming off a losing series against Virginia over the weekend. They are now 47-8 on the season, 21-7 in the ACC. Decision also marks a second consecutive series loss for UNC after falling to Georgia Tech the previous weekend, 2-1. Florida State currently holds top place in the Atlantic Division with a 20-10 conference record and a 44-11 overall record. The Noles claimed their seventh straight Atlantic Division title on Saturday. Now you can hear all the action live on WCHL and streaming online at chapelbrew.com immediately following an abbreviated version of the evening news with Aaron Keck. The game will also be televised on ESPNU, but Carolina, of course, the overall number one seed in the tournament. Tar Heels will take on Miami on Thursday at 3 p.m., Clemson on Friday at 7, and North Carolina State on Saturday at 7, and the ACC tournament at Durham Bulls Athletic Park. Both UNC and North Carolina State have each won a game apiece in the Raleigh series before Sunday's finale was washed out when they had that series over there. Carolina claimed a 2-1 series win over Miami March 15th through 17th in Chapel Hill before claiming another series win in Chapel Hill as well. Carolina is the top overall seed in the tournament, as I mentioned, for the first time since 1990, and will seek revenge against three teams that knocked off the heels in the regular season. And again, they've only lost seven times all season long. UNC has five ACC tournament titles, the last one coming in 2007. The tournament is set up with two pools of four teams playing a round-robin format, with the two pool winners advancing to Sunday's championship game. Pool A consists of North Carolina, North Carolina State, Clemson, and Miami. Pool B consists of Florida State, Virginia, Virginia Tech, and Georgia Tech. Every game will be televised live on the Regional Sports Network, with Sunday's championship being televised on ESPN2. You can catch all of Carolina's games on 97.9 FM, WCHL, or streaming live on chapelboro.com. Again, Tar Heels in action tonight for a special non-conference game against Florida State at 6 o'clock. UNC men's lacrosse saw its 10-game win streak come to an end against Denver, falling 12-11 in the NCAA tournament quarterfinals. Joey Sankey, Davey Amala, and Mark McNeil each scored a pair of goals for UNC, while Steve Fontrello, Chad Tutton, Evan Connell, Ryan Kilpatrick, and Pat Foster each scored goals. Jimmy Bitter, Ryan Creighton, Marcus Holman, Greg McBride, and Sankey each had assists for Carolina. With fourth-seeded Denver carved away at a six-goal Carolina lead and outscored fifth-seed Tar Heels 5-1 in the fourth quarter. Pioneers tied the game at 11 all with an unassisted goal by Eric Adamson with about a minute and a half to play. Denver won the faceoff and called the timeout with 1:15 to go. Pioneers scored on a rebound to win the game with 13.4 seconds left. Carolina won the following faceoff but could not get off a shot, seeing their season end at 13-4. The Pioneers advance to the NCAA Final Four and will play top-seeded Syracuse next Saturday in Philadelphia. And the number two UNC women's tennis team season came to an end on Sunday when it fell to UCLA 4-1 in the NCAA quarterfinals. Tar Heels started out with a 1-0 lead after a strong doubles performance, and though singles play was close early, the Bruins put on the heat late. With that loss, Carolina turns its attention to the NCAA singles tournament, which begins on Wednesday this week. Four Tar Heels will compete, and the draws for that event will be announced later on in the week. WCHL Championship Sports. Good morning. I'm Ron Stutz.
Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
The mystery of Daniel Bard's disappearance continues in Boston. This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. While the UNC Tar Heels head toward home field advantage in the NCAA tournament that could lead them to a sixth College World Series in 8 years, one of the players who helped launch the dramatic run has suddenly seen his pro career turn into a nightmare, or maybe Daniel Bard would call it even worse. The former freshman All-American at UNC, who with fellow tiring teammate Andrew Miller led the Tar Heels to their first CWS under Mike Fox, Bard was a first-round draft choice of the Red Sox after the 2007 season. He went to the minor leagues as a starter. but was wildly wild and eventually sent to the bullpen as a flame-throwing setup man and closer. He flourished in that role, made the big team, and still holds the Red Sox club record for consecutive scoreless appearances, 25 between May 27th and July 31st of 2011. Cruising along as a deadly setup man, Bard's career collapsed with the Red Sox, who lost a 10-game lead in the wildcard race and missed the playoffs. Bard was 0-4 during that stretch and blew so many saves that statistically he was considered the player most responsible for Boston bombing out. In 2012, the team announced in spring training that Bard was being converted to a starter, and after a few respectable games, he completely lost his control. He became a danger to opposing hitters. Imagine facing a 6'7" fireballer who has no command of where he's throwing it. His last major league start was in Toronto, where Bard lasted 1 2/3 innings, walking 6 and hitting 2 batters. The next day, he was sent down to AAA. Bard's mysterious loss of control has been compared to former Pirates pitcher Steve Blass, who went from an all-star in 1972 to being out of baseball 2 years later. For reasons still unknown to Blass, he lost his ability to pitch from one season to the next. The malady feared by most pitchers is known as Steve Blass disease, basically forgetting how to play a game you've played all your life. The Red Sox have vowed not to give up on Bard, who is now on Portland, Maine's AA team, where he still cannot find the plate. He has also lost his velocity, down to 93 and 94 miles per hour, and walked 7 in his last outing. And time is running out on Bard. Turning 28 next month, he's heading for the black hole of baseball, from which some star players sadly never escape. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
Guess where I'll be this summer? Chapel Hill Gymnastics. The community's most popular gymnastics facility is offering summer camps. Your children, ages 3 and up, will learn new skills, make new friends, get exercise, and have fun. Chapel Hill Gymnastics Summer Camp take place in their 7,000-plus square foot climate-controlled gymnasium at the corner of Eubanks and Millhouse Roads. Register online today at chapelhillgymnastics.com. I'll be at Chapel Hill Gymnastics Summer Camp. You should come with me.
When the weather is fine, the garden and patio at Glass Half Full Restaurant, Wine Bar, and Wine Shop in downtown Carrboro is the place to be. Meet your friends for a delicious lunch amid fragrant spring flowers, or enjoy dinner and a bottle of wine or the perfect cocktail on a warm, moonlit Carolina night. Find contemporary American cooking, intriguing wines from around the world, both on the Glass Half Full patio, the place to be in Carrboro any time of day. Glass Half Full, the optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop.
No suitcase required. Best Tile is here to make your dream design project a reality with their unsurpassed global selection of tiles. And you only have to travel down the road. The team at Best Tile has sourced the globe so they can bring you the imported selections that you love close to home. Best Tile is located right in your neighborhood between Chapel Hill and Durham at the corner of 15501 and Garrett Road, just off I-40. So stop by and visit their extraordinary showroom and all that the world has to offer without ever leaving the triangle. Best Tile, local store, global selection. Begin your quest at BestTile.com.
Are you looking for new customers? Try our local deal. Brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from business, and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With our local deal, your company or organization is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the site at ourlocaldeal.com, and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit ourlocaldeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
Good morning. It is 7:30 at WCHL. Time for your Chapel Hill Carrboro weather, brought to you this morning by Grimble Jewelers. Whether you need a new watch battery, something really simple like that, maybe a new watch band, or an engagement ring, a really special purchase, remember that Grimble Jewelers is there for you. Go see Berkeley Grimble today at Grimble's, Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler in the Village Plaza next to Whole Foods. It is 67 degrees in Chapel Hill this morning. A chance for showers with isolated thunderstorms possible this morning, and showers and thunderstorms likely this afternoon. 70% chance of rain. High today in the upper 70s.
Uniquely qualified to cover Carolina. 97.9 FM. WCHL. Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel Station.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett. Several tornado strikes in Oklahoma. In Kearney, about a half hour's drive northeast of Oklahoma City.
The wind blew the cellar door off. And then all of a sudden, everything just seemed like it just went to pieces.
State Emergency Manager Jerry Loika.
These are killer tornadoes. If you're caught in the path and you're unprotected or are you in a mobile home, your chances of survival if one of these larger ones hits you is minimal.
Correspondent Anna Werner says as a twister went through Shawnee, Oklahoma,
you could literally hear its strength building. The tornado leveled this nearby trailer park, reducing most of the homes to rubble.
Those are mobile homes, man, just smashed.
Amid the destruction, authorities discovered the body of a 79-year-old man. Several other people were also injured.
KWTV helicopter pilot Jim Garner flew over I-40 near Shawnee.
We got cars tangled up. We got semis twisted up. One truck was thrown off the overpass.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 7:32, 28 minutes until 8 o'clock at WCHL. 67 degrees. Look for a high today in the upper 70s. 70% chance of rain. We've had quite a lot of rain over the weekend, but thankfully, nothing like they had out in Oklahoma this weekend. What a tragedy out there. Seems like it's one weather disaster after another. Week four of the NAACP protests continue this evening in Raleigh outside the General Assembly. So far, there are 96 people who have been arrested during what State Chapter President William Barber of the NAACP has declared a wave of civil disobedience against what they call a regressive state agenda. An increasing number of Chapel Hillians have joined this movement, some getting arrested. Local people from the congregations of the Community Church of Chapel Hill, Unitarian Universalist, the United Church of Chapel Hill, and Binkley Baptist Church took part in last Monday's Moral Monday protest. 49 people got arrested during that rally and faced charges of violating building rules, failure to disperse, and trespassing. General Assembly Police Chief Jeff Weaver says those who have been arrested during previous rallies are warned before entering the building that they would be arrested again for trespassing. Protesters are set to gather outside the state legislative building in Raleigh this afternoon at 5:30. The newly released budget proposal for the town of Chapel Hill is calling for an additional $100,000 to keep the Chapel Hill Public Library open an extra 4 hours each week. This brings the total number of library hours up to 58. But that's still short of the 68 hours per week prior to the library's expansion and renovation. Karen Curtin, director of the Friends of the Chapel Hill Public Library, calls the additional funding only a partial solution.
We have a much bigger library now, and we're asking people to perform jobs across a much broader area, but we're really not putting that many more people in to do it.
Curtin says the staff is overwhelmed right now. She says the model of a 68-hour week worked very well, and the town ought to fund the library so they can operate with a full staff.
Just putting another $100,000 in the budget and opening another 4 hours is not going to alleviate what they're going through right now.
She says the usage of the library is up tremendously from last year. Curtin says the smaller staff is having to deal with shelving issues instead of reference questions.
We don't have a fully functional library, and what we're talking about in terms of an addition to funding is not sufficient to get us there. What we're talking about isn't a feasible proposal.
The budget for this year contained funding to hire new staff so that the expanded library could operate for the full 68-hour weekly schedule. However, those new positions were not hired due to uncertainty by the town. It was feared it wasn't affordable to maintain those positions in the 2014 fiscal year budget. The Chapel Hill Town Council is hosting a public hearing on the budget tonight at 7 o'clock in council chambers at Town Hall. Chapel Hill residents will have a chance to weigh in on the budget proposal. Town Manager Roger Stansel is calling for a property tax rate increase for the first time in 4 years. And although the money will go to support popular programs like the public library and Chapel Hill Transit, Roger Stansel says he expects that Chapel Hill residents won't be very happy about it.
I don't think people like tax increases. I think that'll be reflected in the reaction to it. But we've been throughout the whole recession without a tax increase, and we just can't keep doing that.
The budget includes a 1-cent increase for the general fund and a 1-cent increase in the transit fund. Chapel Hill Transit is facing an $872,000 shortfall due in part to state and federal funding cuts. The closure of the Orange County landfill is another issue. That's also slated to cost the town $355,000 next year as the town shifts from garbage truck routes to a waste transfer station in Durham. And the expanded Chapel Hill Library is also a hot button, as we mentioned. Stansel is recommending an extra $100,000, but library fans and folks who frequent the library and folks who work there say that's simply not enough. The budget also includes increases to on- and off-street parking rates and a $9 hike in stormwater fees. Again, the council is hosting a public hearing. The budget tonight, you can be there, 7 o'clock in council chambers at Town Hall. Orange County Manager Frank Clifton released his budget proposal last week, and it leaves the Chapel Hill Carborough City School District short of what it asked for by about $4.5 million. Board of Education members say it's too steep, and they need the funding. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
But for a single year, this certainly feels like a pretty drastic amount.
That's Chapel Hill Carborough Board of Education member James Barrett, though he says last year the county commissioners funded most of the Board of Education's request. Barrett says the per pupil funding amount is less than it was in 2009.
The big item is Northside. The operating costs of Northside are not provided by the state. Things that we have allocated per school, items like the school social worker, the school nurse, an assistant principal. When we open a new school, we do have those additional costs. And those add up to almost $2 million, obviously the biggest chunk of the additional funding that we were looking for.
He says he was not pleased that Clifton's proposed budget did not include a tax increase to help fund the amounting cost that the district is facing. Barrett says the additional funds could come from one or a combination of two tax increases. The first is a special district tax that would only tax those within the Chapel Hill Carborough City School borders. There's also the countywide property tax, which revenues from that would be spread between Orange County School District and the Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools. He says if the special district tax is raised, it will equate to about a 5.5 cent increase. The county hasn't seen a property tax increase in 4 years, according to Barrett. If the commissioners don't allow the extra funding, Barrett says the Board of Education will have to find some way to cut from the overall budget to allow for the operation of Northside. Both school districts have available fund balances they could use to fund their budget needs, according to Clifton's budget proposal. The estimated existing fund balance for the Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools is about $6 million. The estimated excess above the established minimum is about $2.6 million, according to Clifton's budget proposal. Barrett says the county commissioners will receive the budget this Tuesday, and then the commissioners will take public comment later this month.
I have confidence that our commissioners are people that do listen to their constituents, and you know, we share a lot of the same voters, and I think that they should listen to them.
The first public comment on the budget is May 23rd at the Orange County Department of Social Services in Hillsborough, and the second is May 30th at the Southern Human Services Center in Chapel Hill.
I think we still need to plead the case with the commissioners that there is a need for a tax increase to support those additional expenses. It's incumbent upon anybody who wants to advocate for that additional funding to make sure the commissioners are aware of it.
For more information on Clifton's budget proposal for Orange County, visit our website, chapelborough.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time, 7:39, 21 minutes until 8 o'clock at WCHL. Matt Hughes has today's commentary coming up next. He says local decisions should be made by local governments, not controlled by the state or by the state legislature. More specifically, that is on the way next on WCHL. That'll be followed by What You're Saying in the Street and all the usual stuff this half hour. We'll talk about chapelborough.com. We'll tell you what's happening with our traffic and weather together. And also we have the word of the day, clean joke of the day. And today's WCHL hometown hero, a great educator by the name of Brian Link. That is all coming up next.
Now hear this. Performance Acura is hosting their annual tent event in celebration of the Acura Spring Sales Event.
Wow!
This is 1 month where you can afford to champagne taste.
Performance!
You hear a lot about new Acuras and how amazing they are.
Performance Acura in Chapel Hill also has one of the best used Acura inventories in the Triangle, with payments to fit your budget and cars to wow your neighbors. They also have a dedicated finance manager who specializes in challenging credit situations. So if you're looking for reliability, prestige, and affordability, Performance Acura is your used Acura destination. That's the definition of value, baby. Make your friends think you got that big promotion at work. It'll be our little secret. Visit the virtual showroom at PerformanceAcuraChapelHill.com or visit the physical location at 15501 in Chapel Hill. 2012 Precision Team.
Wow!
That's PerformanceAcuraChapelHill.com.
I want performance.
Did you know you may qualify to have your dog or cat fixed for free or at a reduced rate? If your household is either low or moderate income, you might qualify to have your pet spayed or neutered at no charge. Do your part to control the pet population. To learn more about this program, please call Orange County Animal Services at 919-942-7387, extension 224.
No suitcase required. Best Tile is here to make your dream design project a reality with their unsurpassed global selection of tiles. And you only have to travel down the road. The team at Best Tile has sourced the globe so they can bring you the imported selections that you love close to home. Best Tile is located right in your neighborhood between Chapel Hill and Durham at the corner of 15501 and Garrett Road, just off I-40. So stop by and visit their extraordinary showroom and all that the world has to offer without ever leaving the Triangle. Best Tile, local store, global selection. Begin your quest at Best Tile.
Hi, this is Scott Maitland, proprietor of Top of the Hill Restaurant Brewery. What's the best way to recover from the coldest winter in recent history? By celebrating spring's arrival on our outdoor patio. Our patio has been voted the best outdoor patio in the Triangle too many times to count, and it's the perfect place to toast the arrival of the crocus, wistfully dream of the dog days of summer, or just enjoy the most beautiful sunset view in Chapel Hill. This is Scott Maitland, and I'll see you at Top of the Hill, the social crossroads of Chapel Hill.
Good morning, it is 7:43, 17 minutes until 8 o'clock at WCHL. She's still yawning because she's not used to getting up this early in the day. Rachel Nash is here.
We're powering through this Monday morning.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, that's the only way to do it.
That's the only way to do it.
Let your adrenaline carry you.
Heck yeah.
It's worked for me for a long time. Then I crash as soon as 9 o'clock gets here. What's happening at chapelboro.com today?
Lots going on. Of course, the Hillsboro Garden Tours and the Scene Around Town Gallery. It's a springtime gallery full of pictures from the area. Jeff Danner also has a common science column up in Local Buzz. 10 things you should know about CO2 topping. So that's something we can all read up on. And Professor Jim O'Hara has a commentary about the recent DE emphasis on the classics in Latin, Greek, and primary schools called Classics in the Big Rock. The real estate section is now linked in Lifestyle and in the sidebar. Be sure to check out that sidebar if you're in the market. And Business After Hours Gallery from the latest Chambers Hours after the networking event is featured as well.
All right. A lot of photo galleries on there, which is really one of my favorite parts of their website.
Yeah, lots of stuff to check out on our new website, chapelboro.com.
Yeah, and if you're there listening at home, you might be lying in bed just kind of trying to wake up. You better check those photo galleries. You might find yourself in there.
Well, yeah, you never know.
Exactly. And also, I just wanted to say something about this past weekend. I had the opportunity to be at Hillsboro Hog Day on Saturday, emceeing the entertainment stage for the afternoon portion. Too Much Fun was there, followed by Orange County Blue. A lot of fun, a lot of great music, and everybody had a great time. Got a little scared from the weather because it was pouring down in some... for example, when I was on the way from Chapel Hill to Hillsboro, it poured down rain a couple of times so hard I could barely see in front of my car. And then all of a sudden, miraculously, it would clear up. It'd go through a clear patch. And we got some sprinkles, but not really heavy rain in Hillsboro. And they were able to continue with Hog Day, and everybody had a great time.
And from what I saw, it didn't keep people away. So no. It looked like a great event.
Attendance was probably down a little bit because of the weather, but still a lot of people had a lot of fun. So at any rate, thanks to the Hillsboro Chamber of Commerce, Margaret Cannell, Mayor Tom Stevens, first person I talked to when I got there. He was wearing a hat, of course, not to keep dry from the rain, but just because he wears a hat all the time.
Just for style.
Yeah, exactly. He's always styling. But a lot of fun over there on Saturday. I love Hillsboro Hog Day. Thanks so much, Rachel. And if you'll hang around, we'll get traffic and weather together from you, at least traffic portion of that, coming up.
Sounds great.
It is 7:45 at WCHL, 15 minutes until 8 o'clock.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Matt Hughes. The key principle of conservatives has always been that the government closest to the people is more responsive to the needs of the people and better connected. However, lately, that principle is nothing more than a hollow talking point. In the last few months, Raleigh Republicans have taken Asheville's city water system, moved to make local nonpartisan elections partisan, invalidated the Dix property lease from the city of Raleigh, and is in the process of taking Charlotte Douglas International Airport from the authority of the city of Charlotte. Of course, there's also our own local examples of the General Assembly refusing to authorize Chapel Hill's voter-owned election program and attempting to invalidate local ordinances against public smoking. Our local leaders better understand the needs of our communities and craft policies which respond to those needs and are in line with the values of those communities. It appears as if leaders in Raleigh believe that our elected community leaders do not trust those who are closest to the people to govern effectively. Yet they expect local government to take on more responsibilities with fewer resources and even fewer choices. Perhaps it's best summed up by saying that the GOP leaders in Raleigh do not trust folks like our local elected leaders because they're leaders they don't like in cities they don't like advocating policies they don't like. Let's keep important local policy decision-making where it belongs, locally, and encourage leadership in Raleigh to focus on the real issues affecting our state, like high unemployment, strengthening our education system, and covering the uninsured in our state. This is Matt Hughes.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL. What you're saying on the street.
I'm Ann Brenner. Last weekend, Hillsboro Hog Day marked one of the area's most popular local outdoor festivals, and that got us thinking. Now that the weather's getting warmer, what is your favorite aspect of outdoor festival season?
My name is Penny Gluck, and I work at the Orange County campus of Durham Tech in Hillsboro. The opportunity to enjoy the fresh air, see people relaxing and having good conversation.
I'm Mary Kennery. I live in Durham, North Carolina. I'm from New York originally, so just coming down to North Carolina, seeing the friendly people, the wonderful weather.
Rosa Flores. All the people outside on the great sunny day, enjoying with family time.
Renee Hare. I live in Durham. I like the music and just to sit around and watch the people.
My name is Steve Hinton. I guess the people, being out, being in the community, the weather, enjoying being out like this. And for us, being bikers, being out on our bikes, riding.
And a lot of you also said that it offers a nice break from the indoor life at the office.
Darren Parrish, Hillsboro, North Carolina. Anything that beats being inside. I work 8 hours a day at least inside, so I spend most of my time outside of work outside.
I'm Tom Wills. I live just south of Carrboro. It's people watching to a certain extent, just to wander around and see families having fun. And I think that's the best thing in my line of work. I see a lot of people, but I don't see a lot of families out at play. So that's a nice side of it.
Nathan Gwynn from Chapel Hill. It gives me an excuse to get outside. I don't tend to do that a whole lot with my, you know, day-to-day, week-to-week job and school because I'm taking classes, but this gives me a chance to be outside, to do things.
That's what you're saying on the street. On 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Think you can pick out a diamond by looking at its characteristics on a piece of paper or a computer screen? Ask Alex Jenkin, who just got engaged. He'll tell you, no way.
There's just something about the diamond that you just have to see. You have to have it in front of you and compare it to everything else to say, that's the one.
Alex found the perfect diamond at Diamonds Direct Crabtree. That's the only place where you could see 5, 10, 20 diamonds that met his specs all at one time.
Because he had all the diamonds on hand to say, this is what this looks like. When you go from A to B, you can see the comparison exactly as he described it. I was down to two stones that were actually just about the same quality. But when you look down into them, they had just a different look, which falls outside of any range of grading.
What's the lesson? Don't make one of the most important decisions of your life with virtual diamonds. See, touch, feel real diamonds, as many as you like, at Diamonds Direct Crabtree.
It wasn't him trying to sell me on this diamond versus that diamond. It's what do I think is going to be best for my fiance.
Diamonds Direct Crabtree, North Carolina's direct diamond importer, with one of the largest selections of diamonds in America. Outside Crabtree Valley Mall across from Fleming's.
Dale Earnhardt Jr., Nationwide Insurance member.
Nationwide is on your side. I've been saying it for years, but why should you believe it? Well, Nationwide puts members first because they don't have shareholders. To join the nation, contact a local Nationwide agent today.
Call Mark Vitale, Nationwide Insurance, today at 919-933-4000. Visit Nationwide Square at 1289 North Fordham Boulevard or allaboutinsurancenc.com.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Paid endorsement. Not all Nationwide companies are mutual companies. Not all policyholders are members of a mutual company. Rights and benefits determined by policy language, company bylaws, and applicable law.
Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. This traffic report is brought to you by Chapel Hill Tire Car Care Center. From major repairs to simple oil changes for imports, domestics, and hybrids. With four convenient locations in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Durham, chapelhilltire.com. Now with your traffic report, here we go, Rachel Nash.
Thanks, Ron. Everything looking smooth out there as of right now. We haven't heard any reports of traffic accidents on 40, 15501, or 54, or the Durham Freeway so far this morning. But if you do see something throughout the day, make sure you give us a call back in the newsroom at 919-967-8363 or be a WCHL Road Warrior and tweet us at WCHL. But if you do tweet us, make sure you do it safely.
All right. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you again soon. It is time now for your Chapel Hill cover of weather, brought to you this morning by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. 67 degrees in Chapel Hill. Very cloudy this morning. We've had a lot of rain over the weekend. We're expecting more today and tonight, probably tomorrow as well. 70% chance of rain today. Showers and thunder showers likely. Our high temperature today in the upper 70s. Low tonight about 65. And then tomorrow, pretty much, well, not as big a chance of rain. 30% chance of rain with a high in the low 80s. The following day will be in the middle 80s. And that's about as warm as it'll get. 7:52 at WCHL, 8 minutes until 8 o'clock. Ladies and gentlemen, Wayne Pond has survived the weekend after no doubt what was frenzied activity at the Pond household. And Wayne, what's happening this morning, buddy?
I want to know how much barbecue you ate over in Hillsboro.
More than I should.
That's a state secret, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I'm not allowed to divulge that information.
All right, well, here we go. The word of the day, apropos of absolutely nothing, it was just the next one on the stack. The word of the day is Tyro. Tyro, it is spelled T, T as in Tom, T-Y-R-O.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're feeling really daring, Ron, it's a Monday morning after all, take a deep breath.
Yeah.
You can spell it T-I-R-O. And, hey, we have a little action outside the house here. We have a squirrel trying to get it into the hummingbird. Oh, I tell you, man, it's Marlon Perkins reporting from Farrington. I'm looking at this guy. He's up on top of the... Come here, Mary. Donna, take a look at this. All right.
I'll stay in the truck while you go wrestle the alligator. How about that?
Well, it was quite an adventure. All right, Tyro. Tyro, back to the word of the day. T-Y-R-O or T-I-R-O. You have any idea what this word means, Ron? You heard it?
No clue. Sorry.
Right. It is of Roman or Latin origin, first documented use in English in the 17th century. It is a noun, one who is beginning to learn something. That is a tyro. It originally comes from a Latin word for a young soldier or recruit. T-Y-R-O or T-I-R-O, a noun, one who is beginning to learn something. I think Mr. Squirrel is learning that there's nothing for him to eat in a hummingbird season.
Well, there it is. A lesson for everybody.
Ron, you're at lesson for at heart, you're just a preacher.
Yeah.
I knew it. I've always known it.
Oh, exactly. Say hallelujah.
Hey, buddy. Have a good one. Talk to you tomorrow.
All right, buddy. You too. Wayne Pond's Word of the Day on WCHL, brought to you by Frank the Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? Sometime next hour, you'll have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day. Spell it, define it. If you can do all that, we'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Monday morning. This is Ron Stutz along with Lauren Stafford.
Good morning, Ron Stutz.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah, what's going on?
Ready to kick off another week?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just wondering what the South African Flash did over the weekend. Did you have a busy weekend?
I did. Well, you know, we're getting ready to move, so it's all about packing and
you know.
I had heard that.
Getting stuff organized, so.
Moving into the Taj Mahal.
That's right. Exactly. The palace down the street.
Well, that's a lot of work, man. I don't envy you there. I've been there, done that so many times.
I know. That's okay. It'll be over soon, and then we can enjoy our new place.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly right. They kick you out of the old one? Is that what
That's
happened?
Right. Yeah. Too many parties, too many late night parties,
you got tired
what can
of
I
all
say?
The noise and
exactly,
everything.
All the noise.
All right, well, I understand. You got a good joke?
I do, I believe I do.
Time for the clean joke of the day.
Clean joke of the day, again, another great one from my dad. So let's see how this one goes
Your
over.
Your dad's got a good sense of humor.
He does, I think so. So we'll see. Morris, an 82-year-old man, went to the doctor to get a physical.
Mm-hmm.
A few days later, his doctor sees him walking down the road with a gorgeous young blonde on his arm.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of days later, the doctor spoke to Morris and said, "My, you are really doing great, aren't you?" Morris replied, "I'm just doing what you said, Doc. Get a hot mama and be cheerful." The doctor said, "Morris, I didn't say that. I said, you got a heart murmur. Be careful."
Get a hot mama and be cheerful. I like that solution better.
Well, it seemed to work, so I guess it was good enough for Morris.
Exactly. Hey, listen, for the time being, anyway.
Exactly. Definitely one of my dad's types of jokes.
I appreciate that. Hey, have a good one.
You too. Have a great week.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Brian Link is a teacher at East Chapel Hill High School. He recently won the 2013 Excellence in Equity Teaching Award. And Mr. Link is today's WCHL hometown hero. One of the reasons he's such an effective teacher is that his students feel comfortable coming to him to talk.
I have students come to me all the time. They hang out at lunch. They come during my planning period. My room's always open to them. I'm usually here at school pretty late. They hang out after school. For me, you know, the motto of my classroom is effort, not perfection. At the same time, you know, I think students are willing to come to me because they know there's someone who is willing to first listen, and two, to try to give them advice without necessarily casting aspersions or judgments, to be able to sort of help them navigate all the different aspects of school, not just Scholastic, but, you know, students will come to say, this is what's going on in my personal life, and just recognizing that it's very hard to be a teenager, and that folks need proper guidance and positive reinforcement, so I try to stay positive and help them out with whatever they might be dealing with at the time.
Brian Link was cited for his excellence in leading a group called SWAG, S-W-A-G.
Students willing to achieve greatness. It's a club here at East, and essentially it's a group that we're targeting students who are either at risk or potentially first-time students and their families going to college. And we have weekly meetings at the school where we have, on Wednesday afternoons, tutoring sessions, not just teacher-led, although I go around and work with students and practice with them, but it's developing sort of a leadership core. And so we have juniors and seniors, upperclassmen in the school who come and help lead the tutoring sessions and help underclassmen navigate the trials and tribulations of high school. It's a club. It's open to anyone, but it primarily works with and helps with minority students to make sure that they are on the right track and doing well.
Brian Link believes in teaching the whole person, not just the student.
You can't just teach part of a student. You have to teach the whole student. If kids are distracted with things that are going on outside of the classroom, they're not going to be focused on what you're trying to get them to learn in the class. And I love every minute of my job every day.
Why did Brian Link become a teacher in the first place?
I used to practice law in New York City. I found that profession to be one where the adversarial nature of it is that people are trying to tear other people down for their own advantage, and teaching is a place where you can work collaboratively to build people up. And so I like being in a place with young people full of bright, vibrant ideas who are going to, as part of the academy, work to strive to make the world a better place. And I see that in my students every day. It's been a very rewarding experience.
Brian Link, an excellent teacher at East Chapel Hill High School. Today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happens.